Wow, there's so much in today's reading. I could go in a number of directions. So much spoke to me today. Of course, the story of David and him being able to stealthily creep up on Saul while he's using the bathroom and cut off a piece of his robe without him knowing it is a pretty intense story. And for him to come out of the cave after Saul's left and hold up that piece of the robe and showing his character, say, I will not put a finger on God's anointed, even though David had been anointed by God to be king. He was waiting until God did it. He wasn't going to, by force or by a military coup, take over the kingship. He was going to allow God to do it. And yet, all the while, Saul, who's been left by God, deserted basically by the Spirit of the Lord, as the Bible says, is listening to all kinds of poor advisors, and after David to assassinate him, which is the plan of the evil one, to wipe out God's anointed before he ever has a chance to lead. There are many parallels of that in life, but what we see, what we can draw out, and this isn't the last time this is going to happen, this isn't the end of this story, but what we can see from this is that David sticks to his morals. He keeps his integrity. He sticks to his convictions. Even though on a number of occasions he could have just flat out killed Saul and been done with it. And at that point they would have made him king, just like that. He decided to stick to his convictions. And the story of Nabal is sort of a microcosm of the bigger story, and was a sign to David, but is a sign to us that certainly God is in control. Vengeance is God's. Nabal wouldn't outfit the guys who had been protecting his people all summer. Wouldn't give them any food. And so David was just going to go down and take vengeance and take the supplies he needed and just wipe everybody out, all the guys anyway. Of course, Nabal's wife comes and gives the supplies and speaks eloquently and obviously deeply impresses David, because she later becomes his wife. But God did judge Nabal. And according to David's words, it taught him a lesson. The vengeance was going to be the Lord's, that God would be the avenger. And it showed him, in large form, the same convictions and character that he had towards Saul, his father-in-law, the king. Because Nabal was judged, and he died. For us, this speaks directly to convictions and character. So often when we are wronged by anybody, our spouse, our parents, our children, our boss, our co-workers, somebody at the supermarket who cuts us off and takes our parking place, doesn't matter. We have this inner sense of justice that is not fair, and I am going to right the balance here. And so often we let the words fly inappropriately, using our tongues as a sword, slicing tender flesh of the people around us, trying to exact what is right. Of course, this goes completely contrary to all of the teachings of Jesus, who said our mission is to serve, to take the lowly place, to turn the other cheek, to walk the extra mile, to do whatever it takes to serve everyone around us, including those that we can't stand. God is the avenger. God knows what justice looks like. He knows what justice looks like so well that he was willing to send his son to be executed on our behalf, to balance the scales of justice. God knows right from wrong. God knows justice, and he is the avenger. So when he doesn't behave the way we'd like him to, we have so often these inner dialogues. How many of you have decided, all right, I'm not going to say anything, but you have this conversation in your head, or you give somebody a piece of your mind, and you're so eloquent, and you are so right, and you fillet them, and they're speechless, and you're justified in your own head. Well, that's not healthy. That's not a good thing to do. What we've got to do is use the example of David today and be solid in our convictions, be solid in our character, and harness anything that would lash out. Usually, in this day and age, that's our mouth, our tongue. Harness it and follow the leading of the Lord. Be the sheep that we spoke about yesterday. Simply not err anymore, not go to these places anymore, but commit ourselves to following our shepherd.